With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. On this week's program, we have her back on, Venora Lewis. She is the host of the V Report and also the co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTNB Sports Podcast Network, as well as she's the head of NBA content, and she's a sports writer and a correspondent for the Ambush Sports Network, and also a writer for Beyond Women's Sports, covering the New York Liberty. We have her back on. We're going to recap the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. That's going to be a great interview. So that's what's coming up right here on this week's edition of At the Rim. And let's get started off with, normally I would start off with my top three storylines, but I'm only going to do one storyline for this week's show, and that is the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. Around this time a year ago, the sports world changed. The world changed. Society changed when we were hit with a devastating pandemic, and we're still in the midst of dealing with the pandemic, COVID-19. Everything stopped. Everyday life had stopped, and the sports world was no exception to the rule as well. And we didn't know if we would have an NBA All-Star game this year. We didn't know, considering the current circumstances that we're in, we didn't know if it was going to be possible, considering everything that had happened, everything that has happened, and everything that is continuing to unfold with this devastating pandemic, this unprecedented events that we're faced with as of right now. But nevertheless, Commissioner Adam Silver decided to have the NBA All-Star festivities all on one day. Normally, of course, for those of you basketball fans out there, the NBA All-Star weekend, Saturday is the day with the skills challenge and the slam dunk contest and a three-point shootout. And of course, you would have the game on Sunday, but because of the current circumstances, everything was put together for one day, and that was the NBA All-Star Sunday. Overall, I give it my grade was a B plus. I gave it a B plus. I thought the NBA did a great job considering the circumstances of this year's event, and of course, my grade was higher because of the 3-point shootout. I was so happy to see Steph Curry back in there doing his thing, coming off the injury and what Golden State has gone through the last couple of years. I mean, losing Klay Thompson again. Hopefully Klay will be back healthy next year. So Steph is definitely on his comeback. Steph is definitely an MVP candidate. He dazzled and he wowed not only me, but a lot of basketball fans all over the world with the 3-point shootout. The skills challenge was pretty good. Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers won that one. And the slam dunk contest, I still have my reservations about the slam dunk contest. It was okay this year, but again, they've been better in years past. Me and Venora Lewis will recap more into detail about the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities coming up a little bit later in my interview with her. But overall, B-, the NBA did an effective job despite the circumstances. Again, this year's game was supposed to be played in Indianapolis, but unfortunately, due to the COVID situation and the things that are currently going on, the events that are rapidly unfolding in front of us, the game was to be played. This year's game was played in Atlanta. I really love how they honored the culture of Atlanta, not just the social justice, the history of the social history of social justice and civil rights activism in Atlanta, but also they highlighted the hip-hop culture of Atlanta throughout the course of the broadcast. And, of course, I think a big highlight was them honoring the HBCUs such as Grambling and Southern and Clark Atlanta and Morehouse and Howard and Spelman and just over North Carolina A&T and a lot of the colleges that are featured in the Thurgood Marshall College Fund as well as the United Negro College Fund, which was what Team LeBron and Team Durant were playing for. Team LeBron was playing to raise money for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and Team Durant was playing for money to benefit the United Negro College Fund. So overall, again, the strange circumstances that are unfolding in front of us right now, despite that the NBA did an effective job of making this All-Star Sunday happen. And, of course, we saw Gladys Knight singing the national anthem. Gladys Knight is a treasure to American society. And, of course, we happen to see Grambling and Florida A&M's band open up. Played during the All-Star lineup introductions. We had Clark Atlanta's choir come in, and they did an effective job as well, singing Lift Every Voice and sing the Negro National Anthem. So this year's NBA All-Star game, the theme of it this year had an incredible message, and the message is true, to raise money and to bring awareness to historically black colleges and universities. So, again, I there were reports of course, Atlanta has been open for business since the start of the pandemic over a year ago. There were parties that had taken place. I'm not a fan of that, but we get more into detail of that in the interview with Venora coming up a little bit later. But overall, the NBA All-Star Sunday was really good. I enjoyed watching it. B-minus on that. Again, to me, the highlight of the many highlights of the All-Star Sunday was the three-point shootout, the honoring of the HBCUs, bringing light to the city of Atlanta. Those were really the highlights for me in this NBA All-Star. So kudos to what the NBA did, again, despite the circumstances and things that have happened in the in our society and what's unfolding right now. The game was pretty good. Again, Team LeBron was going to beat Team Durant. Final score was 170 to 150. The game was pretty good. The game, typical NBA All-Star game. You know, there was a lot of highlights in this game. Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks wound up winning the MVP. So there was a lot of great highlights. How about Damian Lillard? Damian Lillard played an awesome game and played an awesome All-Star game. Steph Curry was great in this game as well. Bradley Beal, the league's leading scorer, was outstanding as well. So overall, NBA All-Star Sunday, for me, I give it a B-minus, and hopefully things will improve. Hopefully things will improve as they wrap up the vaccinations and we can kind of get more of an understanding of what's going to go on in our world where we could possibly get back to some sort of normal. Again, we're kind of on the right track right now, but there's still more work to be done. So that's my storyline, just recapping the NBA All-Star Sunday. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the National Basketball Association, the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2 1/2 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
New homeownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from The Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates, now at HomeDepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at HomeDepot.com/workshops.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. go to loweryourhbp.org.
I head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's currently get you caught up on what's going on in the association with our current league leaders in the league. Let's start off with points per game. Bradley Beal remains the league's leading scorer. Bradley's from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 32 points per game. Currently tied for second is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers and Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. They're both averaging 29.9 points per game. Coming in fourth is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 29.3 points per game. Coming in fifth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 28.9 points per game. And coming in sixth place is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. He's averaging 28.5 points per game. Next category is rebounds per game. Clint Capella remains the league leader in rebounds per game from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 rebounds a game. Coming in third is Enes Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers, followed by in the fourth spot is Nikola Vucevic, and then in fifth is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies, and then coming in sixth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category that we have is assists per game. The leader from the Brooklyn Nets is James Harden. He's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 9.8 assists per game. Coming in at number three is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in number four is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in the fifth spot is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And then in the next category, we have a steals per game. The leader is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers, which is averaging two steals per game. Coming in at number two is Jrue Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Third spot is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. And tied for fourth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, followed by Robert Covington from the Portland Trail Blazers, and Deontay Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. Next category is blocks per game. We have Miles Turner is the leader. He's averaging 3.3 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert. Coming in at number three is Clint Capella. In the fourth spot we have is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. Coming in the fifth spot is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And in the sixth spot is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting 66% from the field. Coming in at number two is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. Coming in at number three is Rudy Gobert, followed by in the fourth spot is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. Next, also we have in the fifth spot is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And in the sixth spot is Mason Plumlee from the Detroit Pistons. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. The league leader in three-point percentage is Tony Snell from the Atlanta Hawks. He's shooting 56% from behind the arc. Coming in at number two is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting 50% from three-point range. Coming in at number three is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's shooting 48%. And then his teammate is fourth, Bryn Forbes. He's shooting at 47%. Coming in at five is Maxi Kleber from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 46% from three-point range. And then coming in the sixth spot is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting 46% from three-point range. Next category is three-point field goals made. Steph Curry's number one in that category. He's made 173-pointers this year. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard, followed by number three is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. Coming in fourth is Joe Harris, and then in the fifth spot is Zach LaVine. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. The leader is Jordan Clarkson from the Golden State Warriors. He's shooting 96% from free throw range. Coming in at number two is Chris Paul. He's shooting at 95%. Coming in at number three is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. He's shooting at 93%, followed by the fourth spot is Damian Lillard. Coming in at fifth is Steph Curry. And in the sixth spot is Josh Richardson from the Dallas Mavericks. And the league leader in most minutes played, minutes per game, James Harden is still the leader. He's averaging 37 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Fred VanVleet. Coming in at number three is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. Coming in the fourth spot is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in the fifth spot, we have Colin Sexton from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then we in the sixth spot, we have Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. So those are your current league leaders in the NBA. Now let's get you right now to the current standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At the moment, Philadelphia has the number one spot right now. They have a record of 26 wins and 12 losses. Coming in at number two is the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 25 wins and 13 losses. Coming in the third spot is Milwaukee with a record of 23 and 14. Miami is fourth with a record of 20 and 18. Coming in at number five is Boston, followed by number six is Charlotte. Number seven is the New York Knicks. Coming in the eighth spot is Atlanta, followed by number nine is Toronto. At number 10, we have Indiana, followed by Chicago at 11. And, of course, Washington's coming in at 12, followed by Cleveland at 13. Orlando is 14th, and then Detroit is 15th. Meanwhile, the West is just competitive and is as tight as ever. Utah remains number one with a record of 28 and 9, followed by Phoenix is at number two with a record of 25 and 11. The Lakers are third with a record of 25 and 13. The Clippers are fourth with a record of 25 and 15. Followed by Denver is in the fifth spot. Portland is number six. Then you've got San Antonio coming in at number seven. Dallas is number eight. You've got Golden State at number nine, followed by Memphis at 10th. Oklahoma City comes in at 11th. New Orleans comes in at number 12. Sacramento is at 13th. Houston is number 14. And, of course, Minnesota rounds out at number 15. So that's your current league leaders and standings in the NBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an exclusive interview with Venora Lewis. She's back on the program. We recap the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Capital One Quicksilver card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Psst, want to hear a secret? If your family loves game night as much as mine, you should check out Kohl's. You can find amazing deals and new ways to keep everyone entertained. I got board games for under $20, 20% off a popcorn maker, because snacks are a must, a $15.99 blanket for cuddling up, then I also got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash. So, yeah, pretty sure I already won game night. Select styles, 20% offer ends March 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
After learning Rochelle's heart was functioning at only 20%, Ochsner's team of cardiovascular experts performed a life-saving procedure that allowed for less invasive treatment and an easier path to recovery. From comprehensive care to digital health, we're leading the way in heart health for the Gulf South and getting patients back to the people who depend on them most. Learn more at ochsner.org/cardio. Ochsner, innovating healthcare for Rochelle.
Ram Truck Month is going on now. Hurry in for great deals on the only brand to ever win Motor Trend's Truck of the Year 3 years in a row. And now during Ram Truck Month, get 0% financing for 84 months on the 2021 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Not compatible with any other offer. 0% APR financing for 84 months equals $11.90 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2021.
Get the max out of your tax refund at Vision for Less. With two pairs starting under $40, you'll spend less on the have-tos and keep more for the want-tos. Our quality glasses are made in-store by skilled lab techs that take care of your glasses from start to finish, getting them back to you with same-day speed. Get two pairs of glasses starting under $40 or two pairs of progressives for under $80. Our prices won't break the bank. Your tax refund goes further at Vision for Less.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
Discount Tire is bringing the madness this March. With online-only savings up to $110, it's time to love March even more. Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
Now you tell me. Oh, he's the only one out here warming up.
Who are you liking this one, Ernie?
I'm going with Sabonis.
He on this side. He on this side.
I'm going with Sabonis as well, based on how easy the first two rounds have been for him. Here we go.
But then they do say, Ernie, you do come back to earth. You do. You can't just keep shooting like that.
Uh-oh.
If you're not a shooter.
Okay, Vooch.
But it's over. Oh, no. Vooch is
there. Made a left-hand layup.
Yep. Here we go.
Can make layups. It's a layup. They're in the NBA.
Give me some Vooch, bitch. Get him up out of here, yak-yak.
Oh!
Give me one Vooch.
No, that's all.
No, give me one Vooch.
Who's got too much?
Come on, Vooch.
Damn, there it is for Sabonis.
Sabonis. Wow.
Vooch had too much art.
Vooch is rushing. I told you. Everything came back to...
Competing in this event for the first time, and depending on what Steph does.
He doesn't even have his jersey tucked in. He's just out here just walking around chilling. This is a guy that made 105 threes
I don't believe that
in a row.
I don't believe that
Reds,
was a
what is Mike Conley thinking, Reds? What is Mike Conley thinking over there?
Like, hey, Red said, who's shooting for second? I did my job.
Okay.
Oh, he put that pressure on him.
Oh, the pressure's on Steph now. Oh!
Only the money ball on the first track.
Oh, he's back on. He's locked and loaded now.
He got too happy.
He got locked and loaded. He got locked in.
He got too happy.
He got locked in.
Yeah, but he's got to make one of these three balls, too, though.
There it is.
Okay,
is that what you'd like to see? So he's sitting on nine.
Oh, he might lose this, man.
No, nope. His money rack is coming up.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. My bad.
His money rack is coming up.
He needs these money balls.
He needs four or five of these of this money rack.
He's still going to get
15 with the Mountain Dew ball.
He still gets 31.
Come on now. Let's see it.
28.
This is a heartbreaker for Utah.
That's 23 going to the last rack.
He's got to hit them all.
No, he doesn't.
Not all of them.
Oh, he can't miss now.
Oh, he got to make this.
He got to make
this.
He got
to die.
No, he got him. He got him.
12 feet. Go get that. He's 6'3". Go get that. It was impressive.
He made it look easy.
But he made it look too easy. That was impressive, though. Let me see. He went and got that. Freeze it there. Oh, give me that.
He went and got that. We got that.
Okay, I got to put in what Cassius was then. I got to put in that same range.
He got it. Oh, D-Wade.
He had a little bit more flair.
Yeah,
now, hold on. If he would have windmilled that thing.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. He's going to the.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of TNT Sports, and, of course, that was during the All-Star Sunday festivities, and that what you heard was Domantas Sabonis beating Nikola Vucevic in the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. Also, you heard Steph Curry winning the Mountain Dew three-point contest, and, of course, Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trailblazers winning the AT&T Slam Dunk Contest. And we're going to have some more All-Star audio in just a little bit, but right now I want to bring her back on the program. She is one of the moderators on the show called The Huddle Up, which airs on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, as well as she's the host of her own show called The V Report. She's also a writer for Beyond Women Sports, covering the New York Liberty. Also, she writes for Ambush Sports, and she's just a, I can't say a jack, she's a Jill of all trades. Let's welcome her back to the program, Benora Lewis. Hey, V, welcome back.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for having me on.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back on the program. So let's get right to All-Star Sunday. Let's start off with the Skills Challenge. We had Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers. He was in the final where he beat Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. We also had some other contestants in this contest. We had Robert Covington from the Portland Trailblazers, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. We also had Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic, and Julius Randle from your New York Knicks. But Domantas came out the winner of the Skills Challenge. Give me your thoughts on this competition.
I will say, first of all, congratulations to Domantas Sabonis, because that was his performance was amazing. He deserved to win. I was shocked by Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul shocked because I honestly thought Chris Paul had that. Like, had this challenge. So to see Domantas Sabonis win it shocked me. And because Chris Paul has won, like, to me, one of the best ball handling skills in the league. So to see him completely just miss a layup the way he did, I was just like, wow. I couldn't believe I saw that in real life. But Domantas Sabonis, he dominated. He deserved to win. I can say the Skills Challenge really shocked me this year because it actually was entertaining to watch. So, again, I'm proud of the NBA for even being able to pull this off.
Yeah, I'm proud of this, too. And I know the last time you were on the show, you said that you weren't a fan of the Skills Challenge, but it was exciting. I mean, I've always liked them even since when they first introduced it, you know, with Dwayne Wade. He won a Skills Challenge. I think Tony Parker's won it. Chris Paul has been in the competition over the years as well. I want to ask you, did you like this lineup that they had? Because I'm looking at it right here, of course, Covington, Doncic, Randle, Sabonis, and Vucevic are like, Covington and Doncic are both 6'7". Randle is 6'8". Sabonis and Vucevic are 6'11". Of course, Chris Paul was the smallest one in the competition at 6 feet. Do you think that this was a trend this year? Because normally you have a lot of, throughout the years, they've always been, I hate to use this word, smaller competitors in the competition, like a Chris Paul, like a Steve Nash, like a Dwayne Wade and a Tony Parker. Did you think that the competition was – do you think this is going to open up the door for more big men to be in the Skills Challenge?
I think it should, because you need to have the way to win the Skills Challenge is definitely your ball handling skills, the way you handle the ball. You can't just be chucking that ball down the court back and forth and just dunking it. You need to do more than just that. So I love seeing such – I'll say taller guys because they're all taller than me. Tremendously taller than me, but like Chris Paul, like you say, is the shortest guy there when they usually are about like 6'4" or 5'11" that you just participate in this, because that's the ones that usually do our cool favorite dribbles and the cool moves. But, you know, the big guys, we need to get you out there. So that was great to see all these very tall men out there doing it, because I think that's important.
All right, so again, Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers was the winner of the skills competition. The next contest that we had was the three-point contest. Venora, this did not disappoint from start to finish.
Not
this
at
was
all.
Awesome. We had not. You're right about that. Not at all. We had Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, who won the title several years ago. You had Mike Conley, who was replacing Devin Booker due to an injury. And then you had Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown representing the Boston Celtics, followed by Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls and Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. First round was intriguing. The final round was even better, because in the final round you had Mike Conley and Jason Tatum, and Mike Conley hit 27 three-pointers in the final round. Mm-hmm. But Steph, doing what he does best, he won the contest by nailing 28. Your thoughts on the contest?
And this is something you probably will never hear me say ever again. This was my favorite part of All-Star Day, because this three-point challenge was fantastic. It had me on the edge of my seat. Mike Conley, I thought that, because one, we all know Steph Curry is king of threes. We know that. But the way Mike Conley was shooting on Sunday was different. And I was like, dang, can Steph do it? Especially after missing like a whole rack. I was like, there's no way Steph. Well, I was like, wait, it's still Steph Curry. So he can just shoot. Like, the way he just shoots off the dribble is just I don't know the word for it. It's just amazing. It's unbelievable. There you go. Unbelievable. So the way that for him to miss a whole rack and then out of nowhere just win by 1 point. Like, to me, those are always the more painful wins. When I lose by 1 point, like, for – if I'm the opposite person. So, like, in my Conley situation, I know he was like, yo, I really just lost by 1 point. Like, I would have been tight. But this was fantastic. So, for those who didn't get to see, you need to get on YouTube. You need to get on ESPN and check this out, because this three-point contest was a must-see situation. From all those that are involved in it to, like, you already know, Steph Curry with a shot is a verse for a reason in a song. Everybody's rap song about Steph Curry with a shot is a reason, and he proved it again this year.
Yeah, he did prove it again this year. And this is definitely, I guess you could say, this is Steph's comeback year, so to speak. He's definitely an MVP candidate this year. And he really is continuing his 2020-2021 season by winning the three-point contest. I want to stay with Steph for a moment. So, Venora, there have been a lot of great shooters that have appeared in the association over the years. There's Larry Bird, Reggie Miller. You can also put Craig Hodges in there. You could put Dale Ellis. There's Ray Allen and, Jerry West and people like that. Do you think Steph is the greatest shooter of all time?
I'm going to say that list. He's definitely, I'm going to put on that list, in the top three. I don't know about the best shooter of all time, but the best shooter off the dribble I've ever seen in all time. Yes, I can say that. Like, I was able to follow Steph Curry's career. I wasn't old enough to remember everything he's done. So, because Ray Allen, I got to see him more towards the end of his career because of my age. But I got to say, the way Steph Curry can just shoot, not like that's not some players you take a second to shoot. Steph Curry just shoots. It's different. It's just a different vibe. And I'm going to say he's definitely top three of that, all those names you list. This is because, that shot different. So I can't say the best. Although I think he's still a little bit, you know, like you say, he's going to be MVP, running in the name for MVP this year. There's a lot going on with him. It's comeback year. And Steph Curry, when he's in his bag, he's in it. I'm going to say top three. I'm definitely going to say top three. I can't say the best of all time yet.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fair enough right there. And again, he definitely has a lot more more years left to play with the Golden State Warriors. So Steph Curry winning the Mountain Dew three-point contest. Now, the slam dunk contest, last time I had you on the program, I was a little I brought up some of the criticisms of the slam dunk contest, but let's get right to it. We had Anthony Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. We had Obi Toppin from your New York Knicks, and then we had Cassius Stanley from the Indiana Pacers. Anthony Simons would win the slam dunk contest with the Kiss the Rim dunk. Give me your thoughts on the contest.
I mean, with all due respect, this slam dunk contest was trash. It was whack. It was not fun to watch. I'm biased because I love Obi Toppin. Like, I got his jersey coming at the end of the year, so I'm biased. But I just felt like I didn't know who the other two kids were. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I didn't know who Anthony Simons was or Stanley was. I didn't. But I can say that now, if he actually kissed the rim, I might have, like, I was eating popcorn at the time. My popcorn bowl might have flew in the air if he actually kissed the rim. Now, the fact that he got that high was wild to me. He's not, well, again, everybody's taller than me, but he doesn't seem that tall, the other people in the past. But the thing is, he turned his head, so he didn't really kiss the rim. So if I could say to myself, like, he kissed the rim, I was like, no, if he kissed the rim, I have to say, yo, Obi, it is what it is. You got to slip side, bro, because Simon won that, and he did that. But he didn't kiss it. So I just felt like, where I didn't know we were getting points for almost doing things. I was going to say it like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I mean, and also watching the judges during the slam dunk contest, of course, we had slam dunk giants. Some of the judges were, we had Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins, Dee Brown. All of them were former slam dunk champions. And there were some other judges. I can't remember. It's not coming to me right now. But those were the three that I remember. See, it was Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins, and Dee Brown in this competition. And a lot of the judges, not all of them, but the majority of them were pretty hard on the contestants that were,
yes, they were
participating in the competition. Do you think it was fair that the judges were right in being hard and being very critical of their dunks?
Because, again, no one did a dunk that was so fantastic that no one deserved a 50. I'll put it that way. No one deserved a 50. But I just feel like they were really harsh on them. They were really harsh on them. Because, honestly, because the way it first looked, it looked like Simmons kissed that rim. And they still, I think they scored it a 47 or 48, I believe. And I was just like, whoa, from the first look, it looked like he did. If he kissed that thing, it's 50 all across the board. So I'm just like, let's be real. But I think they were really hard, these three guys. Especially because all three of these guys are young. It's young. So I'm just like, for some guys, let me be real. Those guys, they weren't dunking like that. They're dunking like that. They weren't that high. They weren't doing all of that. Like, these kids are really, going all, like, activity bag, like, in full effect. But I just feel like they were judged pretty harshly, especially in the first round. Yeah.
You know, I want to stay with the slam dunk contest for a moment. So, again, we have our champion, Anthony Simons from the Trailblazers. But I asked this question the last time you were on, Venora, and I'll ask it again. The slam dunk contest was like the highlight of the All-Star weekend, and just within the last decade or so, it just hasn't had that shine or hasn't had that luster as it had back in the day. What do you think I'm gonna ask you this question again. What do you think it's going to take to bring the contest back to the popularity that it had before? Do you think they need to go after maybe, I don't know, Zion or maybe LeBron or maybe get some superstars? Talent to possibly bring the fun back to the slam dunk contest?
I do think some superstars should do it. But I don't, again, LeBron is 37 years old. I do not want to see LeBron James try to do a crazy over the top dunk and destroys me. Don't want to see it. But I would say some of the younger All-Stars. That would be fun to watch. There's a, I dropped the All-Star game. We saw people trying to be cool with their dunks. How about you enter the slam dunk contest, and then you can do that there. Like, I think that would be more fun to see. Like, the seeing the younger All-Stars, like, for the super younger super All-Stars, okay, do some really interesting dunks and put together some a good show. I think it would be a good mix to have younger All-Stars and some people actually can just dunk. Like, these young men, all three of these young men can dunk. They can do a dunk. So I think mixing the groups would make it, I would say, more entertaining. And I think you had like one veteran come do it. And how that like when we had, what's his name? Goodness gracious. It just left my head. Never mind. But like we had like a veteran last year do it, and he is in his 30s. And he, oh my goodness, why did I forget his name like that? But I just think having somebody older do it as like, you know, to keep the spice alive, that one player each year, that's a good idea. Because you still want to keep things interesting to everybody. I still think, again, the younger they are, probably the better, because, again, the house, that's a lot on your knees. And you guys are extremely tall. So jumping, and jumping includes your knees and your legs and your tall slot. So I think definitely keep them younger, but keep, like, maybe one veteran and do some cool veteran things in there as well. To just keep everybody entertained, because the slam dunk contest is, it used to be the thing, but I feel like everybody's trying. Oh, also they're trying to redo dunks from the past. I think it needs, you need to think forward movement. So find even cooler ways to do stuff. Like, I thought Obi Toppin jumping over two people was great, but he actually needed help assistance by putting his hand down, which you can see on the it's replay. So it's like, all right, that's a good idea. Or have, like, also Anthony Simmons, he did the little, like, assist dunk thing. I thought that was really cool because, again, that is a very high jump to do that. So I think stuff like that, thinking outside the box would definitely help. Instead of going back in time, you should progress forward.
Yeah, rightfully so, too. And I'm like you when you mentioned earlier about, like, I recognize Obi Toppin, of course, being drafted by the New York Knicks. The other two, Anfernee and Cassius, I didn't recognize them until they entered the contest. But, yeah, it definitely has to move forward just with the creativity of the dunks. And, again, I think you need to have a balance, a combination of both, not just the young rising stars, but have some veterans in there as well. I think, I think Giannis could be good as a participant,
yes,
maybe one year.
Yes,
I think Giannis would be perfect. He's a good in-game dunker. That's why I mentioned his name, so I don't know. But anyway, that's the All-Star festivities, the All-Stars competition that had taken place during the All-Star Sunday. All right. Now, Venora, I'm going to play just a little bit of highlights. These highlights are courtesy of NBA and Turner Sports. Check it out.
I wonder if the comments of the West team, especially after the Cooper's team, LeBron, and the beautiful dunk there. I wonder if they're taking this a little personal, Reg, when
his Curry had an ocean and shoot a deep three, gets into the paint, scoops. Rebounded by Giannis and puts it down.
Think about this for Giannis, the two-time
Brooklyn Nets. He's 4-for-4 from the field, and they continue to fire away. Here's Zion. Went front rim on that stuff, but Jokic was there. Giannis straight down the lane.
The fans miss you guys. Thank you very much for being here. But most importantly, our Kobe Bryant MVP award tonight goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis, Congratulations on the MVP trophy.
Thank you, thank you.
It's Sunday, but the bank was open for you today. Quite a bit, actually.
Usually it's closed, but for me it was open. It was extended hours, and, I called ahead, so it was open.
What's it like when every...
All right, that audio is courtesy of the National Basketball Association, NBA, and Turner Sports. That was Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks doing his thing in the All-Star game and winning the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP. All right, Vanilla, let's get back to it. So give me your thoughts on Giannis in this year's All-Star game.
Oh, Giannis had a great game. 35 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and he played 19 minutes. He was all over the place. He clearly has got one. He had fun, and he did his thing like he's supposed to. Overall, I just think he deserved that trophy. He definitely did. I could say he was everywhere, just running the game. And I love the C word. I love that he is. I don't care what anyone said. I think he is the future of this league as well, and he shows it each time he's on that court.
All right, so again, Giannis had a great All-Star game. He finished with 35 mm-hmm. points, winning the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP. And Denora, some of the a lot of the highlights that I noticed from this All-Star game, Team LeBron, again, Steph Curry finished with 28 points. Steph was sensational in this game. Jaylen Brown had a nice game. And how about Damian Lillard? I mean, just Damian Lillard ended the game in Damian Lillard fashion with a long-distance shot. Just kind of give me your thoughts on just Team LeBron and their performance and Dame Dollar in this game.
Team LeBron did exactly what I thought they would do, dominate. LeBron drafted, like, I don't know, I still can't believe that LeBron was able to get all these pieces on his team, like, and not be, like, rigged. He actually just drafted this way. And I just think that is insane. You have Steph Curry on your team, and you have Damian Lillard on your team. What do you want? And Giannis, how did that even happen? How were you able to do that? Of course, my guy Damian Lillard did not disappoint, like he never does. Like him and Steph Curry with these off the dribble three-point shots, half-court shots. How can you not be entertained? As I look at, how can you not be entertained? This was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron needs to start drafting.
Definitely agree. Definitely agree. I mean, this was, as I said the last time you were on the program, I mean, this team could easily win 10 championships, like, straight. I mean, this is phenomenal. Giannis, LeBron, Nikola Jokic, and Luka Doncic was on the team. Chris Paul, Jaylen Brown. Just take your pick of who you are. Paul George, he had a nice game as well. So you take your pick of what you want on Team LeBron. Mm-hmm. And, another highlight that I want to mention about this All-Star game, Benora, was the highlighting of the HBCUs and the culture of Atlanta and highlighting Atlanta hip-hop music. I mean, it was nice that Grambling and Florida A&M's marching bands played during the player introductions, and they also honored a lot of the HBCUs, which was another highlight in this All-Star game. Just kind of give me your thoughts on that.
I can say, as a person that was a recipient of the Thurgood Marshall Scholarship, I got one of the scholarships, and I got had several and UNCF scholarships. This being highlighted this way is going to help so many HBCU students. And we always feel like we get tossed to the side. As a former HBCU student, we always felt like that because it's just like, okay, you don't get minority scholarships. We're at HBCU. We don't get as much funding because we're a private institution. And we got to figure out a lot of this out ourselves. Like for the NBA to highlight HBCUs in this way, money to help these kids. It was a tearjerker. It was amazing to see how they're highlighting HBCUs throughout the entire night, throughout the entire weekend. All amazing, absolutely amazing. And also to bring attention to them, because a lot of HBCUs have basketball teams, and it's time for those teams to get highlighted, because most kids that do play basketball and football, fortunately, they don't look at HBCUs because they're like, no, I want to go pro. And the only way I can go pro is this way. They don't, the NBA doesn't look at HBCUs unless like a few of us can make it. Like 10 can make it. When other, like, according, like that's a hypothetical number, but like according to like PWIs, it's amount that can make it that way. So to have the NBA actually focus on it and zoom in on it definitely was impactful. I love how they use Atlanta's culture, which is heavy African-American culture, throughout the entire weekend, having Gladys Knight sing the national anthem, having Clark Atlanta's choir sing the Negro anthem was amazing. All of that was amazing. And I can say the NBA is doing a great job at showing the connection they're trying to bridge, to try to connect that bridge. I love that they're doing that. And it showed this time all about again.
Indeed it did. It was just a great showcase, great theme for honoring the HBCUs this year, and as well as highlighting Atlanta culture with not just the hip-hop scene, but also on the social front as well. Any other highlights that caught your attention during this year's All-Star game?
The amount of money that was raised was, to me in general, like I felt like that was just huge. Like, you don't see that much happening, especially for HBCUs. Like, the fact that Team LeBron raised, I think it was like $1.9 million, I think, after all the things were totaled up, that's fantastic. And to still even give $500,000 to the Thurgood Marshall Fund, like, from Team Durant. Like, these basketball players, that's just, like, some of them, I thought, some of the salary. But, like, for those that, like, make the max deal and stuff like that, that's, like, you know, like a little chip off the block. But for the people that are affected by it, it's really, it can come down to either I stay in college this semester, or I got to drop, or I got to work a full-time job and go part-time. Like, it's that on the other end. So to just even hear college students, we actually had college students also on Zoom at some of the events. I thought that was amazing. And I just, like, as someone who went through that experience, it was definitely eye-opening, and maybe show that someone cares. And to have especially like Chris Paul, that does represent HBCUs all the time, talking about it throughout the weekend, fantastic. I guess also going to say that even the celebrity game, which wasn't good at all, but shout out to Quavo, because I know Quavo wants to play basketball so bad, and I love it. I love the determination. Because someone has 17 points, and the game goes 21, and I think 17 points, like 14 rebounds and 4 blocks. Clearly he's showing you he wants to play basketball. And just even that was fun. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch Quavo and Jack Harlow go up against Lil Baby and 2 Chainz, again, more at the Atlanta rap scene. A lot of people that love Atlanta rappers, there you go. And they're there having fun and showing off a positive side of Atlanta. Overall, I think the NBA did a good job putting the All-Star Weekend in Atlanta on the social side. Well, not all social, all like the game stuff. Everything else, hot mess.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've touched on the highlights, but now let's get to the lowlights. What do you, in your opinion, what were the lowlights of this year's All-Star game?
Always going to start with COVID, because COVID does kill all vibes, and except if you live in Atlanta, of course. But it definitely doesn't make that fun. Like, it makes it harder to enjoy because we had no fans. And for me, I do feel like the fans play a huge role in how the game goes, like how the weekend goes, because they're the ones that bring that energy, help boost the players. Now, we all know that Team Durant was not winning this game, so that's not the issue. But it's more like, it was like felt like I was watching a tournament on my computer or on my TV. Like, because it was just missing the fans aspect. I think looking at the videos of that weekend, That was wild, wild. And I'm really afraid of people's lives because COVID is real. Again, COVID is real. So that doesn't help. And again, my extreme low was the slam dunk contest. It just wasn't entertaining to me. I had no point that I'm just going to get up and start running around like, oh my God, that just happened. That didn't happen. So those were my low lights of everything. And the celebrity game was fun because I liked the rappers that were playing, but it was like, it was so one-sided. And to see that Lil Baby definitely can ball was sad to see. Like I said, my low lights.
I watched highlights of Lil Baby in that game. I was like, ooh, oh, man. I think I see why music is his calling card. But shouts out to Lil Baby, though. You know, he definitely is talented in his own right. So, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, you mentioned, I want to stay just with Atlanta in a moment and stay with Atlanta for a moment. I want to ask you, I haven't heard of any information or any parties like that, but were there any all-star parties that had taken place during the weekend?
Oh my God, yes.
I rest my case.
Oh my God. It was a hot mess that weekend. It's Atlanta, Georgia. So when the Super Bowl was there, we already knew what it was going to be. So also weekend being there, oh my God. If you want to see a shenanigans, just go on Twitter during All-Star weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, because there was crazy parties, so many people there breaking all protocols. And it was just like, oh no. Again, I love Atlanta. It's one of my favorite cities to visit. I actually want to live there and start my family there. Yes, I do. But this All-Star weekend was reckless. It was reckless. There was too many parties, with no cap on numbers, I'll say. The hotels, I was thinking, maybe COVID will be over by, April, February, March. Back in September, we were hoping for the best. And, yeah, to get a hotel, the hotels, even the Comfort Inn, you're starting at $500 for the Comfort Inn per night. So you already, that's ridiculous. It was they jacked all Atlanta's, bonuses they have was expensive. That's how they put it. It was very, very expensive. But there was a lot of rappers down there. There was a lot of things happening, a lot of events. I know Bobby Schmurder, someone I'm a huge fan of, he was down there hosting a party because it's open. And it's just there. And unfortunately, the mayor could not control it because she opened it up and it was not closed back. So it was wild.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess they didn't take heed to the mayor of Atlanta's advice, Keisha Lance Bottoms, because evidently she said, we don't want a lot of people coming down. But unfortunately, like you said, it was a hot mess and people came and there were parties.
Yeah.
And we just pray and hope for the best. And hopefully, people are safe.
Exactly.
And we don't want anybody to get sick because COVID is still real, ladies and gentlemen. COVID is still real. So
very, very real. Yeah.
So, Venora, we had this weird All-Star Sunday. Despite all the things that are still currently going on in our world, we were able to have the All-Star festivities. If you could grade this year's All-Star Sunday, I should say, if you could give it a grade, what would you grade it?
I would grade the entire All-Star, All-Star Sunday as a B+. So again, we were able to have it. That's very important. If we're able to, if we can go off, make Sunday go off without hits. Yes, we had the celebrity game on Saturday, but mostly everything was Sunday. To have it go off without a hitch, great. I'm gonna break my grade up a little bit. To execute, A+. People were safe. They kept everything pretty much limited. Everybody was tested. Everybody who was involved was safe. A+. The game. I'm going to give the game a B because the first quarter was just not even interesting to watch. But I didn't see a real game until mostly to the second half, but towards the end of the second quarter. So I'll give it a B because, again, it was entertaining. I will give the 3-point competition an A. That was fun. That was it had people at home engaged, had the players engaged, and gave us a great show. I have to give my slam dunk contest a C because there wasn't much there that was giving me any vibe of cool. It was okay. That's okay. But mostly, I'm happy for Anthony Simmons. I'm happy for him. Congratulations to him. He deserves it because again, that was a cool dunk. He did some cool stuff, but I do want more creativity, so I have to give that. No, I'll give a C plus. And I'll do a little up. I'll give a C plus. And the skill challenge, I gotta give the skill challenge a solid B. So to average everything out, I'm gonna go with a B plus for all Sunday's festivities, because we were able to enjoy it. Because a year ago this time, the world was shut down completely. So to look at this from a year, the NBA has done a great job.
Yeah, the NBA did do a great job with this one, considering the current circumstances. And that was my grade. That's what I had the All-Star Sunday. I gave it a B-plus as well. And clearly the highlight for me was the three-point shootout. That was fun. It's always been a fun contest watching it over the years. And it just continues to get better every year. I don't know, the slam dunk contest, they're going to have some type of incentive to bring this thing to its popularity and bring it back to the way it was. But that was my grade. So I had it as a B-plus and a highlight, three-point contest, A++, and then some. It was phenomenal. So, Venora, thank you so much for being back on the program and just giving us a recap of the All-Star Sunday. So, again, for those that are just tuning in to you, just tell everybody what you do, what the V Report is all about on the MTMV Sports Podcast Network.
So the V Report is a podcast that I host where I cover sports news and I give my opinion on the things I love, which is football and basketball. So I also have a segment when I bring people on my show to be interviewed, and also changing some things up. So you guys got to definitely check that out later. I'm doing some rebranding, moving things to more of my own independent side of things. So you get to hear more of my interviews, me having co-hosts on, and we get to talk even more about some cool stuff. But mostly I like to cover stories where you get to learn about different leagues and learn about there's so many different paths to get to get into sports journalism, to get into the NBA, to get into the NFL, to get into any different league. And I get to bring amazing people on to talk about that.
That's awesome to hear. Now, you're also on an interesting show called The Huddle Up, and you're one of the moderators. You're one of the debaters, I should say, on the MTMV Sports Podcast Network. It's you along with Rick Sincere, also MVP JT, The Voice, Connie Westside, and Will Smith, and Miles Austin. It's a very interesting show. So tell everybody about The Huddle Up.
So The Huddle Up, if you guys have ever watched Around the Horn, now, just make it a little bit jazzier, and that's The Huddle Up. We debate about different topics that are mostly current event topics that are going on in the sports world. And, yeah, that's what we do. We talk about, we will debate. We have classic chat discussions. So those who like to talk about, is it LeBron or is it MJ? We talk about it, and we debate about it all the time. So we definitely bring you guys some of the, but mostly we keep it current and keep it fresh. So you get to hear about, is Pat Mahomes really the best quarterback ever, or is it the best quarterback right now? And you get to hear a lot of that coming from my colleague Will Smith. You'll get to hear about the Saints and what they're going to do. You hear from Rick Sincere. You'll hear about anything Lakers and NBA stuff is coming from Miles Austin. JT he represents heavy the New England Patriots, so he's gonna, and the Cam fanatic, so he's gonna definitely always rep him. And you'll get to hear about The Voice bringing you martial arts and boxing updates and let you guys know what's going on there, because I don't know. And also JT also covers baseball, so we have all of us give you a little bit of something different to the table. So we all use our differences to make a show that's all similar. And push the best word.
Awesome,
and
awesome.
Me,
and also,
I bring football and basketball.
Oh, okay, yep, that's great. You bring the football and basketball. You bring that to the Huddle Up as well. And also something that you bring to the table as well. You're also a writer for Ambush Sports, and you also are a beat writer for the New York Liberty for Beyond Women's Sports. Just tell everybody what you do with those positions.
As a writer for Ambush Sports, I cover basketball, the NBA. So that's why I do cover football as well, but mostly basketball. And I just write reaction pieces to games and updates to games, updates to on the NBA. With Beyond Women's Sports, I cover the New York Liberty, and that's mostly what I do with them because there's a lot of young, talented writers in both networks. So we all get to spread around a little bit. And I also write for Pro Football Media, where I get to cover different pieces of just what's going on in football in general, like fantasy updates and fantasy updates, some of your favorite players, what they're doing off season and on season, and on injury reports. So I cover those kind of things as well.
That's awesome to hear. And again, just tell everybody before we let you go, Venora, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore Natish, N-A-T-I-S-H. And that's where you can, my DMs are always open, so I'm always open to conversation or arguments, whatever you need. Like, so I'm definitely available there. I will connect. And also my Facebook is more private, but still you can definitely connect me on Facebook. And that's my first name, Venora, and my last name, Lewis.
You heard it from her. She's Venora Lewis. She's doing her thing in the sportscasting world. She's the host of the V Report and also a debater on the Huddle Up of the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. And she's a writer for Ambush Sports and a New York Liberty beat writer of the WNBA's New York Liberty for Beyond Women's Sports. We're just recapping the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. Venora, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you so much, Ed. It was my pleasure.
Same here. And we'll be back with more right after this.
The fans miss you guys. Thank you very much for being here. But most importantly, our Kobe Bryant MVP award tonight goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I wonder if the comments of the West team, especially Antetokounmpo and Team LeBron, and the beautiful dunk there. I wonder if they're taking this a little personal, Reg. When
here's Curry, had an ocean and shoot a deep three, gets into the paint, scoops, rebounded by Giannis and puts it down.
Think about this for Giannis, the two-time
Brooklyn Nets. He's 4-for-4 from the field. And they continue to fire away. Here's Zion. Went front rim on that stuff, but Jokic was there. Giannis straight down the lane.
Looked like he was going to try to dunk that from the free.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag. And Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle, where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Businesses are having to shift strategies to keep meeting the needs of everyone they serve, customers, employees, and citizens. With IBM Watson, you can infuse AI into existing workflows to predict future outcomes, automate decisions and processes, and optimize employees' time for higher value work. For more information on IBM Watson, visit www.ibm.com/Watson.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle, where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead. From the moments you never expected, to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day. Because we're always here for you, through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle, where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
right, everybody, welcome back to At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Benora Lewis, the host of the V Report and co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTMV Sports Podcast Network and a contributor to the Ambush Sports Network and also to Beyond Women's Sports. Thank you to her once again for her expertise for giving us the recapping the NBA All-Star Sunday festivities. Real quick before we get on out of here, we just want to give you just some of the important games for the upcoming week in the association. Let's start off with a big one between the Dallas Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets. That's going to be a great game with Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Tim Hardaway Jr., Kristaps Porzingis, Jamal Murray, and this is going to be a fantastic game in the Western Conference. That's going to be a great one. Also, we've got the Indiana Pacers going up against the Phoenix Suns. That's going to be an exciting game as well, so check that out. Also, we've got a great one coming up with the Utah Jazz going up against the Golden State Warriors. That's going to be a great one. Also, we can't forget about a good one between the Los Angeles Clippers and the New Orleans Pelicans. That's shaping up to be a fantastic contest. The Toronto Raptors going up against the Chicago Bulls. That's going to be a great one as well. Also, be on the lookout this week for the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers, hopefully AD should be returning maybe real soon, but the Lakers are starting to pick up the pace again. LeBron is being LeBron, doing what he does best. And as for Golden State is trying to get up there so they can get one of those playoff spots, because we're coming down the stretch now with the second half of the year in full swing. Also, look out for the Lakers and the Warriors. Look out for the Clippers and the Mavericks. That's going to be an exciting game. Also, the Pacers and the Nuggets. And how about the Battle of New York, the Knicks versus the Nets, man? It's been a while since this matchup has had so much attention. The Knicks versus the Nets. That's going to be should be an intriguing matchup, so pay attention to that one. Also, coming up this week, we've got the Utah Jazz against the Boston Celtics. Utah, for the moment, is the top team in the West. Boston is trying to find its way. Boston's kind of going through a little skid right now, but they're trying to make some sense of what's going on right now. And also, pay attention to the New York Knicks going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. That should be a fun one as well. Also, pay attention to another great matchup this week, the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's going to be a great game. Joel Embiid, one of the top MVP candidates, he's been playing well. Hopefully, the Sixers can finish out strong in the second half of the year. Meanwhile, Milwaukee is at their heels right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the All-Star Game MVP. Also, you've got a great talent on that roster. So Milwaukee, Chris Middleton, and a host of others. So the Bucks and the Sixers, that's going to be a great game as well, followed by the Nets and the Pacers. Also, you've got the Warriors and the Rockets, and of course, the Clippers and the Mavericks. Also, other matchups to pay attention to this week as well. We've got the Utah Jazz going up against the Toronto Raptors. That should be a fun one as well. Also, the Indiana Pacers going up against the Miami Heat. And also a big game to pay attention to is the Golden State Warriors going up against the Memphis Grizzlies, and the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's just some of my games to watch out for in this upcoming week in the NBA. All right, once again, a big special thank you to Fenora Lewis, the host of the V-Report and co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network, and also as a contributor to the Ambush Sports Network and a beat writer for the New York Liberty for Beyond Women's Sports. Her stuff is great. Check out the podcast and the articles as well. And thank you to you out there for listening. And thank you again for another exciting edition, this week's edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson. I'll talk to you again next week. Until next time, so long, everyone.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag. And Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle, where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Ah, the sounds of possibility season. Nature's ready. Are you? Spring into Lowe's and pick up premium mulch for the everyday value of only $3.68 a bag and Bonnie 11.8-ounce veggies and herbs for only $3.98. Next thing you know, you're growing your own produce aisle where the cucumbers and carrots are always fresh. But this produce party won't last forever. Hurry into Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com and watch your savings grow. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650 only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card, allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.